There is a play in baseball that, like so many things about baseball, has a parallel application in real life. It's a non-play, actually, and it's called defensive indifference. Let's say a team, my team, has a considerable lead and it's late in the game. Your team is up at bat and you've got a runner at first. My pitcher makes his pitch while your runner tries to steal second base. Upon receiving the ball, what does my catcher do? Nothing. Your guy slides into the bag, then pops up like toast and dusts his uniform off. He is smug and he's at second. My guy couldn't care less. In a closer game, he would have thrown the ball to second, attempting to cut the base runner down. But this is not that. In the precise world of baseball accounting, the runner doesn't get credit for a stolen base. Instead, the play is ruled as defensive indifference, meaning my catcher, or defenseman, elected not to act. Let the runner have the base, the catcher reasoned. Even a perfect throw would yield little reward. But a bad one could unleash a series of negative consequences. The ball could skip into center field, allowing your guy to continue on to third, or worse, home. Why should we care if your team scores a run when we lead by many? I'll tell you why. Because if your guy came home as the result of my team's sloppy play, the whole tenor of the game could change. As in life, in baseball, errors beget more errors. I've heard it described many times as the wheels coming off. And we don't want that. The point is that, when properly executed, defensive indifference is a masterful play. But it's not as easy as it looks. It takes great maturity to know when to engage and great serenity to be able to refrain. On the field, defensive indifference can save the game. Off the field, it can keep your marriage humming. Like I said, the key is indifference. They don't teach that to ball players in the minor leagues or to us mere mortals in school. So kudos to my catcher and to all of you who practice defensive indifference. You're doing nothing. And that's saying something. With a perspective, I'm Linda Gebro.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.